When I was growing up, my favorite spot in the living room every evening during TV time was next to my mother in her big aquamarine upholstered rocking chair. I'd snuggle in, her right arm around me, my head in the crook of her shoulder. At a certain age and size, at 6, maybe 7, when squeezing in next to her was a stretch, I was prodded out like a fledgling from the nest and landed on the floor, lying on my stomach next to her chair. She couldn't have known how much I forever missed leaning against her. An image I most cherish in all Christian art and iconography is that of John, the self-identified, beloved disciple, leaning against Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. It's tender, compassionate, intimate. It never fails to draw me closer to Jesus in my longing, my anxiety or fear. Yes, Jesus loves me. And his consolation is real, but he doesn't have it all, like skin and hair and flesh and bones. Whether we're 6 or 7 or 16 or 70, we need to be held by other incarnate human beings. That's where you come in. Christ has no body but yours, says St. Teresa of Avila. When I don't have a prayer or a clue, I lean into you. You proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. And like a mother, a friend, like the master and teacher and Lord and lover himself, you bend down, lean in, and steady my feet.